Good morning. Would you please turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Let us read from verse 25 to verse 34. Are you ready? One, two, three, go. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feed them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of this. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Suffice for the day is its own trouble.
Okay, no problem.
Let's make sure you don't close your Bible.
我们不要把圣经合起来。
So because I want us to look it carefully.
我想让我们仔细地再看这一段。
But before we do that, let's come to the throne of grace.
在我们再看之前, 我们还是要来到神座的面前。
And let's have a word of prayer together.
我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we thank you and praise you for the privilege that we can come together.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，给我们这样的机会来到你的面前。
We trust that your word is faithful.
我们相信你的话是信实的。
When two or three gather together in thy name,
当有两三个人聚在你名下的时候,
you will be with us.
你就与我们同在。
So we believe you are among us now.
我们信你现在就与我们同在。
You are more than willing to open up the window of the heaven to pour down blessing unto us.
你实在是很愿意从天上把祝福降给我们。
And you are more than willing to speak to our heart.
你实在是愿意向我们的心说话。
So we'll wait upon you, Lord.
所以我们在这里等候你。
May your word penetrate into our heart.
愿你的话真的穿透我们。
Such that our eyes can be opened.
所以我们的眼睛能够被打开。
That our life can be strengthened.
我们的生活能够被加强。
We'll wait upon you.
我们在这里等候你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. I assume you're all Christians.
我在这里做一个猜想，说你们大家都是基督徒。
Am I right?
是这样的吗？
Yes.
是吗？
Okay. I also assume you all read this paragraph before.
我也是在猜想，说你们从前也读过这一段的圣经。
Am I right?
是这样的吗？
Yes? Okay.
Now I make a food assumption.
我再有一个猜想。
We all like this paragraph.
我们都非常喜欢这一段话。
Am I right?
是这样的吗?
Amen, huh?
Amen.
Okay. Not only that,
不只是这个。
We also would like to use this paragraph to encourage others, didn't we?
我们也实在是喜欢用这一段话来帮助别人，是这样的吗?
Yes? Yeah. But let me ask you one more question.
最后一个问题了。
Do we really understand this paragraph?
我们真的明白这段话吗?
Oh, Brother Liu, you look down on us.
刘弟兄，你是在轻看我们。
Of course we understand this paragraph.
我们当然明白这段话了。
But really?
真的吗?
You see, one of the problems with Christian has.
基督徒有一个问题。
Is we heard a lot of familiar terms.
我们听了很多很熟悉的话。
And we use those terminology to talk to one another.
我们也用这些话彼此交谈。
But somehow, because we don't really get into His Word.
但是, 好像我们因为不是完全进入他的话语。
The power of His Word doesn't seem to be real in our life.
这个话语的实在的能力在我们身上显不出来。
Let me explain to you a little bit more.
所以我再解释一下。
Is anyone among us that you said, I have no idea what worry is about?
在我们中间有人说, 我不知道忧愁是什么。
I never experienced worry.
我从来没有经历过什么是忧虑。
Is anyone like that among us?
这里有这样的人在这里吗?
Yes?
有吗?
No.
没有的。
We all experience worry.
我们每个人都经历过忧虑。
It is amazing.
实在是很稀奇。
Rich people has worry.
有钱的人也忧虑。
Am I right?
对吗?
Poor people have worry.
穷人也是。
Old people have worry.
年长的也忧虑。
Young people have a lot of worries.
年轻人有更多的忧虑。
Healthy people worries.
健康人有忧虑。
Sick people worries a lot.
生病的人有更多的忧虑。
It looks like everybody is enjoying worrying.
好像说每一个人都有这个忧虑。
But nobody like it.
但是没有人喜欢他。
Nobody says, oh, I'm telling you, there's no more feeling, more emotion. It's better than worry in my life.
没有人跟你说这个有比忧虑更好的事了。
We all hate it.
我们都讨厌它。
But we're all doing that.
但是我们都在做这个事情。
Am I right?
是吗?
Wait a minute.
但是等一下哦。
That doesn't make sense.
这个没有说不通嘛。
This paragraph says, don't worry, right?
这段话告诉我们说不要忧虑嘛。
Who said this?
谁说的呢?
Who said this?
谁说的这段话呢?
Jesus.
耶稣说的。
All right.
好了。
There's two possibilities.
那么有两个可能性。
Number one is Jesus is a liar.
有一个可能性耶稣基督是说谎的人。
Whatever he said doesn't come.
随便他说什么都不作数的。
So we can say, don't worry, but we still worry.
所以我们可以随便说, 不要忧虑, 不要忧虑, 但是我们还是忧虑。
His word doesn't have strength and power.
他的话是没有能力也没有力量。
Or,
或者,
we don't really get it.
我们实在是不明白。
If we truly get his meaning,
如果我们实在是明白这段话的意思,
his word should be living in us.
他的话在我们心中是活的。
It should deliver us from all the worries.
它应该是把我们从所有的忧虑中救出来。
Mere the fact that we're still in worry proves that we don't really get it.
就是这个事实，我们还在忧虑中，说明我们没有明白这段话。
Am I right?
对吗？
Let me give you an example.
我给你们一个例子。
My son.
我的儿子。
In his last year in high school.
在他高中最后一年的时候。
I don't quite get it. What get into his mind?
我不明白说他脑子里头想的是什么。
All of a sudden, he come to realize that all the teachers in his high school are stupid.
突然之间他就明白说他所有的老师都是很笨的。
All the homework are stupid homework.
家庭作业也是很笨的。
All the report a stupid report.
所有的报告要写的都是很笨的。
All the project a stupid project.
所有要做的这些项目都是很笨的。
So he refused to do them all.
所以他就不要做什么，什么都不做。
He said, I don't want to do all those stupid things.
他说我不要做这些很笨的事情。
Try to imagine what all the teachers in his high school will do.
所以你们可以想象说他的老师对他做了什么。
Guess.
猜嘛。
Guess what the teacher will do.
猜嘛老师做了什么。
The teacher will not scold him.
老师不会骂他。
Teacher will not give him a hard time.
老师也不会让他难过。
This is the United States.
这是美国。
A free country.
自由的国家。
The only thing the teacher had done.
老师唯一做的事情。
Is read a letter to me.
是给我写了一封信。
Mr. So-and-so.
某某某先生。
Your son in my class.
你儿子在我的这个班里头。
He didn't hand in his homework.
他没有写他的作业。
And his test is all zeros.
他的考试的成绩都是零蛋。
And we think that he's going to fail this class.
我们也觉得他这门课他肯定不及格了。
Unless you will be able to do something.
除非你愿意做点什么。
To change him.
来改变他。
Parents must have some sympathy with me.
所以你们做父母的对我有一些同情啊。
Tell me if you receive a letter like that, how you feel.
所以说如果你们收到这样的信，你们心里都怎么想？
Come on, tell me.
告诉我嘛。
If you receive a letter like that,
你真的如果有一天收到一封这样的信，
how you feel?
你怎么感觉呢？
Worry.
忧虑吗？
No, not really.
不会。
I'm angry.
很生气。
What is going on?
到底怎么回事嘛？
How come you don't study?
为什么不学习呢？
Yes, I'm very angry.
是的，非常生气。
But what are you going to do?
但是你要做什么呢？
What are you going to do?
你要做什么呢？
Tell me, parents.
告诉我嘛，你们做父母的。
Speak to your children.
Speak to him?
是跟你的孩子说话吗？
Of course I try to speak to him.
当然我也试过跟他们聊天。
But you think that make any use?
但是你觉得这有用处吗？
No.
没有用处。
You see, after I think about it,
在我考虑过这件事情以后，
I think, you know, I couldn't beat him up.
我不能打他。
Because he's some high as I was.
他跟我一样的高。
But he's much heavier than I am.
但是他比我壮得多。
If I want to beat him, I take a big risk.
我如果要打他的话，这是很危险的事情。
I may lose the battle.
我可能会输的。
So I decided not to take that approach.
所以我决定不要那样做。
Especially in US, if you beat your kids, you're in big trouble.
尤其在美国，如果你打你的孩子，实在是有很大的问题。
The social worker will come into your home and you have a nightmare.
社区的工人会到你家里，然后你会做噩梦的。
So I decided that I'm going to bribe him.
所以我觉得呢，我会贿赂他。
You know that usually that works for many kids, right?
对于很多的孩子呢，这个常常是比较有用处的。
I said, son.
我就跟他说儿子啊
You know there's a new game machine?
你知道这现在有一个新的游戏机哦
You tell me that's very good, right?
你跟我说过这个你很喜欢那个吗
Let's make a deal
好我们做一个合同
I don't need A
我不需要
A
我不需要帮助
A
我不需要拿 A 的那个成绩
I don't need you to give me B's.
我也不需要你给我一个 B.
The only thing I know is not F.
我只需要说不要不及格就好了。
As long as you can graduate from high school.
只要你能从高中毕业。
I will buy you that machine.
我就给你买那个游戏机。
Good deal, right?
这个是很好的一个事情啊。
You know what I said?
他说什么呢？
He said, Dad.
他说爸。
No thanks.
不要，谢谢，不要。
I said why?
我说为什么呢？
He said I can play with my friend's machine.
他说我可以去我朋友家打。
So bribe doesn't work.
所以贿赂他也不管用。
Then what's my alternative?
那还有什么选择呢？我
threaten him,
威胁他。
Son,
儿子啊
，you need to realize.
你需要明白哦。
Your dad is first generation immigrant.
你的爸爸是第一代的移民。
We're very poor in this country.
我们在这个国家很穷的。
We don't have relatives.
我们也没有亲戚。
We don't have a lot of money.
我们也没有很多钱。
If you don't get into college,
如果你不进到这个大学里头的话
，Who's going to support you?
谁到时候支那来支持你呢
？How are you going to make a living?
你怎么活呢
？Did that make sense?
这你们明白吗
？He looked at me.
他就看着我。
He said, "Dad."
他说爸爸。
Did the Bible says that everybody needs to go to college?
圣经说有说每个人都要去大学吗？
No.
没有。
I said, son.
我就说儿子。
If you don't go to college.
如果你在大学里头成绩很好的话。
If you don't go to college.
如果你不去大学的话。
How are you going to get a job?
你怎么找工作呢？
You want to be a garbage collector?
你想从小收垃圾吗？
He looked at me.
他又看着我。
Oh, you Chinese.
你们这中国人啊。
Don't you realize that garbage collector make more money than an engineer?
你们难道不晓得收垃圾的人比工程师的钱要多吗？
Oh, What am I going to do?
所以我要跟他做什么？
Just sound listen carefully.
我说儿子，你听仔细了。
If you don't have a high school diploma,
如果你没有高中的文凭。
You cannot even be a garbage collector.
你连收垃圾都不配。
He looked at me.
他又看着我。
He said, "Dad."
他说，爸爸。
You're a preacher, right?
你是传道人吗
？Don't you remember what Jesus said?
难道你不记得耶稣说过吗
？Don't worry.
不要忧虑。
Look at the birds in the air.
你们看天上的鸟。
It didn't sow or reap.
它也不种也不收。
Nor gather into the barns.
也不积蓄在仓里。
Your heavenly Father is going to feed them.
你们的天父尚且养活他。
Why are you worried?
你为什么忧虑呢？
You think that's funny?
你们觉得这很好笑吗？
No, that's not funny at all.
实在是不好笑。
Because he don't really get it what this paragraph is talking about.
他实在不明白这段话说什么。
I said, son.
我说儿子。
Who provide the food for all the birds in this world?
谁给世界上所有的鸟提供食物呢
？God.
神。
Of course.
是，当然是。
God will provide all the food for them.
神是提供他们所有的食物。
Okay, if that's the case, so every morning we should see all the birds sitting in their nets, open up their wings and says, Hallelujah.
所以我们应该是这样想，每天早上这个鸟起来以后，在他们的窝里，他们就张开嘴巴，他们就开始唱 Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for providing all the food.
天父，我们感谢你提供这样的食物给我们。
By faith, we're waiting here.
我们凭信心在这里等候。
Open our mouth.
张开我们的嘴。
Are waiting for those food will walk into our mouth.
我们就等着这个食物走到我们的嘴巴里头来。
Do you think that will happen?
你们觉得这样的事情会出现吗
？Never.
不会的。
God will only do for us what we cannot do for ourselves.
神只是为我们做我们不做的，我们不能做的。
God done His part.
神做了他要做的。
And we have to do our part.
我们就要做我们需要做的。
Don't worry doesn't mean don't be responsible.
不要忧虑不是说不要不负责任。
So what exactly Jesus was trying to teach us in this paragraph?
所以到底耶稣在这里要说什么呢？
May the grace of God enable us.
是在求神的恩典，这样给我们。
Verse 25.
25节。
Therefore.
所以,
therefore.
所以,
when you read the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候,
whenever you saw a word therefore,
你每当看见这个所以的字,
you need to realize that that is depend upon a precondition in front of that.
你要明白说这个是靠着前面的一个条件。
If the precondition doesn't match,
如果前面的这个条件没有达到的话,
whatever follows doesn't apply.
后面的这些话都用不上的。
You get it?
你明白了吗?
Without the pre-request,
没有前面的条件,
everything else follows doesn't mean a thing.
后面所有跟着的事情一点意义都没有。
Jesus talking about don't worry.
主耶稣说不要忧虑。
But for anybody to live a life without worry, there is a pre-request.
但是要没任何人活着没有忧虑, 有一个条件。
That's in verse 24.
在24节。
No one can serve two masters.
一个人不能侍奉两个主。
For either he will hate the one or, and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the others.
不是恶这个就是爱那个，不就是重这个轻那个。
You cannot serve God and mammon.
你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You know, many of us thought mammon is money.
很多人我们觉得说马门是钱。
But in reality, mammon is not money.
但事实上马门不是钱。
For many people, mammon is money.
对于很多人来说马门是钱。
But for others, mammon may not be money.
但对于其他的人来说马门不一定是钱。
What mammon really means is what we treasure the most.
马门所意思就是说我们所最珍爱的。
It could be your dream.
可以是你的梦想。
It could be whatever on your heart.
可以是你心里所想的。
But for most of us,
但于对我们多数人来说,
it could be just ourselves.
它就很可能是我们自己。
You know, money just a tool.
钱只是一个工具而已。
To fulfill our own desire.
来完成我们所想要的。
You see, when we live on this earth,
当我们活在这世上的时候,
we cannot serve two masters.
我们不能够侍奉两个主。
We either serve God,
我们要么侍奉神,
or we serve ourselves.
要么我们侍奉自己。
This is the prerequisite to live a worry-free life.
这是先决的条件, 让我们能够活在一个没有忧虑的生活。
You see, many of us before we're saved,
在我们没有得救之前,
of course we serve ourselves.
我们当然是侍奉我们自己了。
But the tragedy is,
但是这个悲哀的事情是这个,
many Christians also serve ourselves.
很多基督徒同样是侍奉自己。
We just use God to help meet our needs.
我们只是利用神, 完成我们的需要。
We want God to give us peace.
我们要神给我们平安。
Health.
健康。
Joy.
喜乐。
Satisfaction.
满足。
Meaning.
生命有意义。
Everything we want.
所有的事情我们想要的。
God has to provide it.
神必须要提供给我们。
If you look the way we pray,
你看我们祷告的方法,
most Christian prayer in a way such that we change the Almighty God into an Almighty servant.
很多的基督徒的祷告就是把全能的神变成全能的侍奉的者。
We want Him to obey us.
我们要他听从我们。
To meet our need.
来满足我们的需要。
As if His existence is to make us happy.
就好像说他的存在是为了让我们过得快乐。
We're not serving Him.
我们没有侍奉他的。
We want Him to serve us.
我们要他侍奉我们。
You look at our prayer.
你看我们的祷告就好。
Oh God, bless me.
神啊, 你祝福我。
Heal me.
医治我。
Help me.
帮助我。
Someone will be a little bit better.
有的时候可能会好一些。
God, help my wife.
神啊, 你帮助我的太太。
Help my husband.
帮助我的先生。
Help my children.
帮助我的孩子们。
is still mine.
还是我的。
You get it?
你明白了吗？
Someone is even a little bit better.
有的时候还要好。
God, please help our fellowship.
神啊，求你帮助我们的聚会。
Help our small group.
帮助我们的这个团契。
Help our youth group.
帮助我们年轻人的团契。
Help, 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 help.
帮助我们，帮助我们，帮助我们。
Help ours.
帮助我们的。
Who is the center?
谁是这个中心呢？
Still us.
还是我们。
Isn't it?
不是吗？
Who is the master?
谁是主呢？
When will we give thanks and praise to God?
我们什么时候把感谢赞美给神呢？
When he listen to us.
当他听我们的时候。
Am I right?
是这样的吗？
We are jubilant.
我们实在是满心的欢喜。
When God answer our prayer.
当神听我们的祷告了。
Praise God.
赞美主。
Am I right?
是这样的吗？
How many times we jump up and down praising him because we have the privilege to surrender to him?
多少的时候我们跳起来赞美主是因为我们伏在他的面前。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
when I was young in the Lord,
当我在主里面年轻的时候，
I have such a zeal to make God doing my way.
我实在是有很大的热心要神做我的事情。
And I want to make sure he hear my prayers.
我要确定说他听到了我的祷告。
Man, I'm very interesting to search all kind of books.
我就非常的有兴趣来找各样的书籍。
And in those books teach us how to pray.
这个书就教我们怎么祷告。
How to pray such that God will obey?
怎么祷告说神要服从我们？
If you go to the Christian bookstore today,
如果你去这个基督徒的书店，
you see many, many books on how to pray.
你可以看见很多的书教我们怎么祷告。
And you read all those books, the sole purpose in those books,
你读的那些书，他们唯一的这个目的
is make God doing my wish.
就是让神做我想要做的。
Who is the master?
谁是那个主呢？
You see, you know, back then I'm a little bit dumb.
在从前的那个时候我是很笨。
They said, you know, you need to have more faith such that God will listen.
他们说你知道你要有更多的信心，所以神会听你的。
Oh man, I try to pump up faith within me.
所以我就愿意激起我心里头的信心。
Oh God, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe.
神啊，我相信，我相信，我相信。
I truly believe.
我真的相信。
Just do it for me.
你就这样成全了吧。
Sometimes it works.
有的时候这样的祷告也有效果。
But sometimes it doesn't.
但是有的时候没有效果。
这
就是个问题了。
Let me tell you why your prayer God doesn't answer.
所以告诉你们为什么你们的祷告神不答应。
You have some hidden sins.
你们有隐藏的罪。
You need to re-examine yourself.
你需要重新检查你自己。
Carefully.
仔细的。
Deal with all the hidden problems within you.
来对付你里面隐藏的问题。
If you resolve all those issues,
如果你把所有的问题都解决了，
man, I'm telling you,
我告诉你哦，
God will obey.
神要服从你。
Whatever you say,
无论你说什么，
God will promise and do it.
神会应许你还要完全成全。
Oh man, I'm telling you, I work hard on that.
我告诉你哦，我真的是很努力的做那个事哦。
I'm on my knee.
我是跪在那里。
Oh, I'm examining.
我仔细检查我。
Did I have anything I haven't confessed?
我还有没有什么罪？我没有那个。
Or is there any ways I was wrong to people?
我没有对人不好。
Oh, I tried to get rid of all those.
我是想要把这些所有的事情都摆脱掉。
Such that I hope God, you will listen to my prayer.
所以我就想说，神啊，你要听我的祷告啊。
And sometimes it works.
有的时候 这个方法有效。
But there are still times it doesn't work.
啊，还是有时候这个方法没有用处。
And then someone told me.
然后另外有人告诉我了。
There are certain things the only way God will listen to you.
啊，有一些事情，嗯，神唯一要听你祷告的方法。
Is you don't eat.
是你不吃饭。
You think that's funny?
你觉得这好笑吗？
We all have done that.
我们都做过这件事了。
There are times we're so eager with fasting.
有的时候我们真的是非常的热心，我们要进食。
We think now you better listen, right?
我们想说现在你要听我了吧。
What if it doesn't?
万一不呢？
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters.
是在亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Have you noticed who is the master?
你们发现说谁是那个主吗？
Who is the master?
谁是那个主？
In heaven,
在天上，
there is only one song.
只有一首歌。
It's Thy will be done.
是你愿你的旨意成全。
In hell,
在地狱里。
There's only one song.
也是只有一首歌。
I did it my way.
我照着我的办法做了。
Many of you are too young, don't even know that song.
你们很多人很年轻，不知道那首歌。
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
You want to have a worry-free life?
你们要过一个没有忧虑的生活吗？
This is the prerequest.
这个就是他的条件。
Is you can serve only one master.
是你只能侍奉一个主。
You have to let God to be God in your life.
你需要让神做神。
You have to be surrender all your will unto Him.
你需要把你所有的想法都服在他的面前。
If He's not the Lord of your life.
如果他不是你生命的主。
Then you don't have any right.To read verse 25 and forward.
然后你没有权利读25节，然后照着做的。
The prerequisite for a worry-free life.
没有忧虑的生命的先决条件。
Is to live for God.
就是活着为主。
To live for the Lord.
活着为主。
No other way.
没有其他的方法。
If He is not your Lord.
如果他不是你的主。
Forget about worry-free.
你就不要想说没有忧虑的生命。
Because you live for yourself.
如果你活着为自己。
You're the master.
你是主。
You have to be responsible for your life.
你就必须为你自己的生命负责。
If he's your lord.
如果他是你的主。
He's your master.
他是你的主人。
He will be responsible for your life.
他会对你的生命负责。
That's extremely simple.
这个是非常简单的事情。
Is that clear?
这样的明白了吗？
The prerequisite for a worry-free life is to live for the Lord.
没有忧虑的生命的先决条件，那是活着为主。
Can you repeat?
我们可以重复这句话吗？
To live for the Lord. Repeat again.
To live for the Lord.
To live for the Lord.
活着为主。
Okay?Starting from verse 25.
从二十五节开始。
If you read carefully about these following verses.
如果你仔细地读后面的这些话的话。
You notice that there are six imperative mode verbs.
你会发现有六个
命令
式的动词。
You know what the imperative mode means?
你们知道是这个命令式的动词是什么吗？
That means that's commandment.
就是命令。
You know what is the meaning of commandment?
你们知道命令的意义是什么吗？
I was in Xi'an.
我在西安的时候。
Many years ago.
很多年前了。
And one night I had opportunity to meet with many Muslims.
在有一天晚上我有这个机会来见很多的穆斯林。
And God allowed me the opportunity to share the gospel with them.
神就给我这个机会，我也可以给他们传福音。
I was threatened to death.
我是被威胁，用我的生命做要挟我。
It's very frightening, you know.
是非常可怕的一件事情。
But it is amazing.
但是很稀奇。
That night,
那一天晚上，
the power of the Holy Spirit works so mightily among them.
圣灵的功效在他们中间实在行了大功。
Many of them accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
非常很多的人在他们中间相信了主。
So after everybody's gone,
所以在所有的人都离开了以后，
few co-workers are so happy with me.
有几个同工跟我一起非常的高兴。
We're excited.
我们非常的兴奋。
We see the mighty work of our God.
我们看见了我们神所做奇妙的工作。
Then one of the co-workers says, "Let's go."
其中的有一个工人就跟我们说。
Let's go home and rest.
我们回家了，回家休息吧。
He has a little, you know, crappy old car.
他有一个很破很老的车。
But we're so happy, we just cramp into the car.
但是我们实在是很高兴，我们就
we sing.
我们就挤到那车里头一起唱歌。
We talk.
我们一起聊天。
And he's driving.
然后他在那边开车。
Then we come up to a traffic light.
我们就来到一个红灯的这里。
And he looked at the left.
他看了左边。
And he looked at the right.
他又看了右边。
And I look at front.
我看了前面。
It's the right eye, right light.
是红灯。
So I expect him to press on the brake.
所以我是指望着他要刹车的。
But instead, he pressed on the gas pedal.
但是相反的，他加油门。
My heart is going to jump out.
我的心都要跳出来了。
And you wait a minute. It's the red light.
你等一下，我们红灯呢。
And he said, "So?"
他说，所以呢。
Is there no car?
没有车来嘛。
Do you get it?
你们明白吗？
He viewed the traffic light not as a commandment.
他没有把这个红绿灯看作是一个命令。
He viewed it as a reference.
他把它看作是一个
参考，
一个参考。
He looked at left.
他看了左边。
He looked right.
他看了右边。
If there's a car,
如果那里有一个车
，or there's a police,
或者有一个警察
，he will stop.
他会停下来的。
But if there's nothing else,
但如果什么都没有的话
，who cares?
谁管他呢？
He just ran through it.
他就冲过去了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
many of us,
我们很多人，
we may not doing the traffic law like that.
我们也许不会犯这样的交通上面的问题。
But how we view the Word of God?
但是我们怎么看圣经中的话？
Do we take the word of God as a commandment?
我们有没有把神的话当作是命令？
Do we take it really serious?
我们有没有真的很认真的看它呢？
Or it's just for reference?
或者是只是做参考而已？
When we feel good about it?
当我们感觉很好的时候？
When we think it is the right thing to do?
当我们觉得这是对的时候？
Then we take the Bible's advice.
然后我们就会来听圣经中所讲的事情。
But if we don't like it,
但是如果我们不喜欢他说的，
we disagree with it,
我们与他有意见相反，
we just ignore it,
我们就算了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
in this paragraph,
在这一段话里头，
there are six imperative modes verbs,
这里有六个这个命令式的动词，
and three of them are identical.
有三个是一样的。
Translate in English.
翻译成英文的话。
Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry.
不要忧虑，不要忧虑，不要忧虑。
In other words, Jesus had given repeatedly three times commandment that we are his children who had lived for him.
耶稣基督三次的重复地说，我们是他的儿女，我们要活着为他。
If that's our condition,
如果这是我们的这个条件，
then he give us commandments, don't Don't worry.
然后他给我们这个命令，不要忧虑。
If this is a commandment,
如果这是一个命令，
and if you don't obey it,
然后你拒绝这个命令，拒绝服从，
you know what that means?
你们知道这是什么后果吗？
That means you sin.
意思说你犯罪了。
You get it?
明白了吗？
This is commandment.
这是一个命令。
And we as a Christian, if we live for God,
如果作为一个基督徒活着为神，
and if we worry,
然后我们忧虑，
we sin.
我们就犯罪了。
Do you realize that?
你们明白这件事情吗？
Did any one of you have watched those ancient time TV shows which have emperors in there?
你们有的人看过这个电影，就是说到古时候的这些皇帝。
You saw those things?
你们看过这样的电视剧吗？
Is it a little eunuchs he comes up to a big general?
你就看见有人来到这个将军的面前。
And says, here, 小太监。
小太监来到将军的面前。
And he took out something.
他就拿出一个东西来。
Then he start to read it.
他就开始读了。
Then what the general will do?
这个将军会做什么呢？
Kneel down, right?
将军就会跪下来。
Long live the emperor, long live the emperor, long live the emperor.
然后说皇帝万岁万岁万万岁。
Right?
是。
Have you ever seen one general says, let me study it?
你有没有看见说有一个将军说我学习学习？
Have you ever seen one?
你们有看见过吗？
Let me think about it.
我考虑考虑。
Have you saw one?
你们有见过这样的吗？
No.
没有的。
If one general dares to do that, you know what will happen to him?
如果有一个将军敢这样做的话，你知道会发生什么事吗？
Right?
对不对呢？
Brothers and sisters, don't you understand now many Christian spiritual life are...
你们明白现在很多基督徒的属灵的生命就是这样死掉了。
Because we do not take the word of God seriously.
因为我们没有把神的话很认真的拿来当做我们当做神的话。
You see, many Christians, they're very strange.
很多的基督徒很奇怪。
If they go to kill someone,
如果他们去杀了一个人，
Oh, they feel very guilty.
他们会觉得很难过。
And the church will say, "Whoa, can you do that?"
然后教会就会说，你怎么可以做这样的事情？
If some church leaders,
如果一些教会的领袖，
you know, sleep with other women.
如果跟其他的妇人有不好的行为，
Oh, the whole church are going to jump up and down, right?
整个聚会就会跳起来了。
Terrible, terrible, terrible!
怎么可以这样呢？
It is true, it is terrible.
确实是这样的，是确实不可以这样做。
But my question is,
但是我的问题是这个。
When we see some Christians worry,
当我们看见有一些基督徒忧虑的时候，
What's our reaction?
我们的反应是什么？
Oh, that's okay.
没有关系啊。
Everybody worries.
每个人都有忧虑嘛。
Am I right?
我说的对吗？
But brother, sister, is this the right attitude to view sin?
但是弟兄姊妹，这是我们应当看待罪的方法的态度吗？
Don't you realize that it doesn't really matter which type of sin you committed?
你们难道不明白说，不论说哪一种罪你们犯下的？
Sin is sin.
罪就是罪。
And sin is against the word of God.
罪是与神的话相反的。
And sin will kill our spiritual life.
然后罪会杀掉我们的属灵的生命。
And how are we going to face our sin?
但是我们如何面对我们的罪呢？
Are we going to face our sin?
我们如何面对呢？
Deny it?
我们否认他吗？
Oh, this is no big deal.
这个不是什么稀奇的事情吧？
Will that help you?
这个能帮助你吗？
No.
不可以的。
The only way you and I can overcome anything.
唯一的方法你和我能够胜过任何一样的罪。
is to confess it is a sin.
乃是承认这是罪。
Ask for forgiveness.
祈求神赦免你。
And by his power, he will enable us to become stronger and stronger to deal with that sin.
靠着他的能力，让我们能够越来越坚强，来个对付那个罪。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
For you and I,
你我就是你我来说。
If you truly want to live a life without worry,
如果你真的要活着一个没有忧虑的生活。
Not only you have to have the pre-request,
不单是你要满足那个前面的条件。
To live for God,
要活着为神。
Live for the Lord,
活着为主。
You have to take His word seriously.
你还要把他的话当真。
And you have to realize that imperative commandment is a must for us to obey.
你要明白说命令是的命令，我们必须要服从。
And if we don't, we sin.
如果我们不服从，我们就犯罪了。
And the only way we deal with our sin is to confess our sin.
然后唯一对付罪的方法是来承认我们的罪。
In your life, have you ever been have any experience that you have sinned 100 times? On the same sin.
在我们生命中有没有这个经历？说我们一百次反反复复的犯了同样的罪
？Yeah.
有吗
？If you don't, I have plenty.
如果你们没有，我有。
But the only way you can overcome it.
但是唯一能够胜过的这个方法
，is you confess it.
乃是你承认这个罪。
And you ask him to help you.
然后你求他来帮助你。
You will be surprised.
你会觉得稀奇。
Slowly but surely.
慢慢的，但是肯定的。
He will enable you to have better ability to deal with it.
他会给你更好的能力来对付他。
So we have to view it properly.
所以我们要正确的看待这个事情。
Sin is a sin.
罪就是罪。
And we have to confess it.
我们要认承认这个罪。
And we have to ask him to help us.
我们要让他来帮助我们。
Three times.
三次。
He said, "Don't worry."
他说不要忧虑。
You know, in Hebrew language.
在这个希伯来话的里头。
Also in Aramaic.
这个
Aramaic. 亚兰文。
亚兰文。
They don't have something called good, better, best.
他们没有说好、更好、最好。
So in those language, if they want to emphasize something,
所以如果在这个语言的里头，他们愿意要强调一件事情
，it repeat，
他就重复。
Like what Jesus usually say,
就好像耶稣常常说
，Verily, verily, I say unto you，
实实在在的，我告诉你们。
In original language means Amen, Amen, I told you.
是这个原文里头说，我阿门阿门阿门的告诉你们。
Repeat twice.
重复两次。
Means this is very important.
说明这件事情很重要。
But when they repeat three times.
但是当他们重复三次的时候。
That means that's the most important thing.
那就会说明这件事情是最重要的。
In the Bible,
在圣经里头
，Have you noticed that when someone really come to the presence of God?
你们有没有觉得说有人来到神同在的时候
，They will say, "Holy, holy, holy."
他们会说圣洁，圣洁，圣洁。
Remember that?
你们记得吗？
That means that's the highest, the holiest.
他们就是说这是最圣洁的。
That's the most, most, most important thing.
最最最最重要的事情。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
In the whole Bible,
在整本圣经里头
，there is no other commandment.
再没有另外一个命令。
God repeats three times.
神重复了三次。
In one paragraph.
在同样一段话里头。
What that tells you.
这个东西告诉你们什么
？God tells you this is vital important.
神就告诉你们说这个是最重要的。
This is vital important.
这个是最重要的。
Because this is the livelihood of our Christian life.
这个关乎我们基督徒的生命。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
God gave many commandments in the Bible.
神在圣经中给了很多的命令。
But God hardly ever explains to us why He gave us those commandments.
但是神几乎从来都不解释说为什么要给这些命令。
God says, "Thou shalt not kill."
神说你不要杀人。
He never explained that. You know, when you kill people, that hurts.
他从来就没有说你杀人的时候很痛苦。
He never tell you why don't kill.
他从来都没有告诉说为什么不要杀人。
Right?
对吗？
But in this paragraph,
但是在这一段话里头
God gave us three reasons.
神给了我们三个解释
why we are those who live for God should not worry.
我们这些活着为神的人为什么不能够忧虑？
The first reason,
第一个原因
is we have a heavenly Father.
是因为我们有一个天父。
He said in verse 26.
第二十六节说
Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap.
你们看那天上的飞鸟也不种也不收
Nor gather into barns.
也不积蓄在仓里
Yet your heavenly Father.
你们的天父
I don't know how many of you realize this is extremely important.
我不知道你们多少人明白这句话非常非常的重要。
Jesus didn't say my heavenly Father.
耶稣没有说我的天父。
He said your.
他说你们的天父。
Do you realize that?
你们明白这个事情
？Abraham.
亚伯拉罕
doesn't dare to call God.Heavenly Father.
亚伯拉罕不敢称神他的天父。
Nor Moses.
摩西也没有。
Nor Isaiah.
以赛亚也没有。
No great man of God in the Old Testament.
在旧约圣经中这些伟大的人
都没有。None of them.
没有一个。
They can call God their heavenly Father.
能够称神是他们的天父。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里头
only the people of Israel can be called the children of God.
只有以色列人能够称为是神的子民。
Corporately,
一个整体的。
No individual.
没有一个人。
You realize that?
你们明白吗？
And yet.
但是这里
Jesus says your
耶稣说你们的
your personally
你们个人的
heavenly father
天父
I don't know how many of you realize that
不知道你们多少人明白这个事情
God is our father
神是我们的父
You know, I hear many brothers and sisters pray.
我听很多的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Some of them will address God as Father.
有的人会称神为父。
But forgive me to tell you the truth.
但是请你们原谅我告诉你们这个实话。
Many people, when they call God Father,
很多人称神为父的时候
it is just like when I first get married, I call my father-in-law Father.
就好像我当初刚刚结婚的时候称我的岳父为父
Yes, I call him father
是的我称呼他为父亲
But I don't really mean it
但是我说话是心里头不服
Because I don't really feel he's so close with me
但是因为我不觉得他跟我有那么的亲近
Brother, sister, do you realize that God is your father?
弟兄姊妹，你们明白神是你们的父亲吗？
He is your father.
他是你们的父亲。
You know what that means?
你们明白这是什么意思吗？
Means he's responsible for you.
意义就是说他要为你负责。
He's going to protect all your dangers.
他要保护你在所有的危险中
He's going to provide all your needs
他会提供你所有需要的
He is your father.
他是你的父。
He cares more about you than you care about yourself.
他关心你胜过你关心你自己。
Did you realize that?
你们明白这件事吗？
You know, when I was a teenager,
啊，当我是十几岁的时候，
I lost my mother.
啊，我失去了我的母亲。
Ever since then,
自从那个以后。
I hate to hear people sing one particular song.
我就很讨厌有人唱那一首歌。
Some of you probably know that song.
有的人可能知道那一首歌。
世上只有妈妈好，有妈的孩子像个宝。 You know, every time I hear people sing,
啊，每一次我听到人唱这个歌的时候，
I cry,
我就流眼泪。
I cry,
我就哭。
I couldn't help,
啊，我实在是没有办法。
One day,
有一天，
When I meditate on the word of God,
当我在思想主话语的时候，
for some reason,
不知道为什么，
the Holy Spirit had done something very special within me.
圣灵就在我里头做了一件很奇妙的工作。
All of a sudden,
突然之间，
I come to realize,
我就明白了一件事情，
that I have a heavenly Father.
我有一个天父。
He cares about me.
他照顾我。
He loves me.
他爱我。
Far more than my mother.
胜过，远远的胜过我的母亲。
My mother can leave me.
我的母亲会离开我。
My heavenly Father will never forsake me.
我的天父永远不会离开我。
No matter where I go.
不论我去哪里，
No matter what I have done,
不论我做了什么，
He will be there.
他会在那里。
He will be there for me.
他会为着我在那里。
No matter how tough in life,
不论说生活变得怎样的艰难，
No matter how much heartbreaking experience,
不论说经历过多少伤心的事情，
He is my father.
他是我的父。
And he will be there.
他会与我同在。
When I cry,
当我哭的时候，
he will cry with me.
他会与我同哭。
Because he cares about me.
因为他关心我。
He understands all my struggle.
他明白我所有的挣扎。
He understands my fear.
他明白我的害怕。
He understands all the hurt.
他明白我所受的伤害，
the loneliness,
这个无助。
He knows it's all,
他都明白。
And he want to be with me,
他愿意与我同在。
He not only loves me,
不单单他爱我，
He want to be close with me,
他要与我亲近。
He's fond of me,他喜欢我，
他喜欢我。
Even there are times I don't like myself.
有的时候我都不喜欢我自己。
But he still like me.
他还是喜欢我。
There's no word I can explain to you.
我实在没有话可以用来解释。
That day,
那一天。
On that day,
在那一天。
I start to sing.
我开始看见，
I start to sing, 开始唱歌。
我开始唱歌。
世上只有天父好，有天父的孩子像个宝。I sing in tears.
我是哭着流着眼泪唱这个歌的。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
That's tear of joy.
那是喜乐的眼泪。
That's tear of thanksgiving.
那是感恩的眼泪。
Have a heavenly father.
啊，有一个天父。
You know how wonderful it is.
你们知道这个是实在是多好的一件事。
I never saw a little children.
啊，我从来没有看见一个小孩子。
Early in the morning on the breakfast table.
啊，这个在清早的时候在早吃早餐的桌上。
Look at his dad.
啊，看他的爸爸。
I said, Dad, I'm worried.
啊，然后说。爸爸，我忧虑。
I have so many things to worry.
啊，我有太多的事情让我忧虑。
Why?
为什么
？Why you worry?
为什么忧虑
？Oh, I don't know whether you're going to feed me tomorrow.
我不知道你明天会不会还给我饭吃。
I don't know whether you will allow me to stay in your house.
我不知道你明天会不会让我还待在你家里。
Do you believe that?
你们信这样的话吗
？If one kid saying things like that to his dad，
如果真的有一个孩子这样的跟他的爸爸说话
，You know how much that will hurt the daddy's heart。
你知道这个父亲的心有多大的伤害吗
？And brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，If you realize that you are the precious one of your heavenly father，
如果你真的明白说你是我们天父心中所喜悦的那一个。
And if you're worried,
然后你忧虑
you know how much that hurt him.
你知道这样多伤害他吗
Because the way you believe, the way you live, as if he's not your heavenly father.
因为你活着的方法，你所相信的这个方法，就好像说他不是你的天父。
You will never understand how wonderful it is to have a great daddy.
你从来都不会明白，有多好是有一个，多好的爸爸。
Our time is up.
啊，我们的时间到了。
We'll try to continue on the next section.
啊，我们等一下再继续。
Let's pray.
啊，我们祷告。
Father, I thank you so much for being our father.
父啊，我们实在感谢你做我们的父。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠着耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.